Good Tuesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the podcast for a message from the American Public Transportation Association.
The big news this morning, of course, is President Trump signing a document that he said would represent the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. He gave a wide-ranging press conference lasting 65 minutes where he called it, quote, the first bold step toward a bright new future for Kim Jong-un's people. Anyone can make war, the president said. Only the most courageous people can make peace. Trump said North Korea would get rid of its nuclear arsenal as soon as possible.
A lot of details were not hammered out. Asked what would happen if North Korea did not follow through, Trump said, I don't want to be threatening. They understand that. Other notable things from his press conference, Trump said that the war games off the Korean Peninsula should stop. Trump also said the deal wouldn't have been possible without Otto Warmbier, the deceased American student who was detained and abused by the North Korean regime.
Trump also got several questions about North Korea's gruesome human rights abuses and said they discussed it, but it was a relatively short conversation compared to denuclearization. Trump also said Kim was a worthy negotiator and had a great personality, very smart, good combination, according to our own Ileana Johnson, today's Pool reporter. Trump said the two will meet many times.
Trump said he will be inviting Kim Jong-un to the White House at the appropriate time, and said he would go to North Korea at a certain time. As a side note, the president said he noticed North Korea has great beaches during nuclear test videos and said to think about this all from a real estate perspective. Trump said that in 6 months, he might recognize he made a mistake about North Korea, but will find some excuse. And on Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, the president said his hostile press conference will, quote, cost a lot of money for the people of Canada.
The Washington Post goes deep into the political theater of the summit with American and North Korean flags framing the meeting, while the New York Times reports that on the diplomatic front, American negotiators found it difficult to make significant progress because the White House did not back them up on taking a hard line.
Here's some small news compared to the summit, but expect House Republican immigration talks to fall apart today. And some sad news. Larry Kudlow had a heart attack and is at Walter Reed, the president announced on Twitter at 8:35 p.m. last night. Nancy Cook reports that Kudlow's friends and family discussed the rigors of the job before he took it, and that he was worried about the long hours and travel taking a toll on his health.
First in Playbook, Robert Draper is working on the book about the decision to invade Iraq and will be focusing on the 18 months between 9/11 and the actual invasion, March 19th, 2003. The book will be published by Penguin in 2020. Lest we forget, today is another big primary day with races in Nevada, South Carolina, and Maine. NBC News had a sit-down with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell where he talked about how satisfying the last year and a half have been. He said Trump couldn't have been a better partner on issues like taxes, deregulation, court appointments, and ANWR.
The Washington Post notes a big change at the Justice Department. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is signaling that victims of domestic abuse and gang violence generally won't qualify for asylum in the U.S. anymore. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
Public transportation moves our whole economy forward. Every dollar we invest generates $4 in returns. So the money Congress has already budgeted will have a lasting, positive impact. But it's just a start. To restore and modernize our public transit's aging infrastructure, we need to address the $90 billion backlog of projects. Congress, let's build on the investments in the 2019 budget. Stronger public transit makes a stronger America. Paid for by the American Public Transportation Association.